Thank you very much for the questions. Those are tough ones. So on the issue of what I can gather, there's the first question on deposition. So the effectiveness evaluation group has just started its work, and it's sort of premature to say whether it's going to be covered. So at this stage, they're looking at all the data points that they, and now they're going into more deeply in terms of how to process the data, and also more importantly, what gaps are they finding in the data that needs the attention of the convention. So the effectiveness evaluation group will be meeting actually this December, and then again in March. So hopefully the work will, we do expect the work will proceed, and more substantive discussions can be shared with stakeholders and parties as well. So at least I would say in terms of the issue of deposition, I think this has been mentioned. The question is how will this be prioritized in the amount of work that the effectiveness evaluation group is doing. Then the other question that I was able to capture was the issue of is there a way to track investments or at least financing of work on this issue from the parties. Under the Minamata Convention, in the national reports, there are specific questions related to financing mechanisms, as well as you can call it funding that's devoted to work in addressing emissions and releases, and also in not just in emissions and releases, but in all aspects of the work of the convention. These questions are found in both 13 and 14. On the contributions and amount of money that countries are putting in towards the implementation of the convention. So these are publicly available documents. You can check this out. But one of the key limitations that I will immediately share with you when you review the reports is that the governments, when they do report, it's in lump sum. So it's hard to make sort of clear characterization. This amount of money is going to this sector and that sector. And then, of course, there is also the challenge of the availability of information that governments are providing. But as I mentioned, all of the reports are available online. You can visit our website at minamataconvention.org and then take a look at questions 13 and 14. And feel free to look at, also we have prepared a dashboard showing the analysis, at least preliminary analysis on the responses to these questions. So you have a snapshot immediately how many countries have reported, if there's an amount reported. So you'll have a general sense of how parties are putting money into their obligations. I hope that's helpful. Thanks.
Very much.